The Trudeau Institute is a biomedical research center in Saranac Lake that does fundamental research on immunity to create vaccines and treatments for diseases like the flu and tuberculosis. This week, the National Institute of Health, National Institute on Aging, announced that the Trudeau Institute will receive a five-year, $9 million grant to study why aging leads to reduced immune response to vaccines. Trudeau Principal Investigator Dr. Laura Haynes.
As people get older, their immune systems don't function as well, and this leaves them more susceptible to infections. This is one reason why older people are targeted to get flu vaccine every year. The problem is, because their immune systems don't work so well, the vaccines don't work as well in older people as they do in younger people. They still are good, but they're not as good as they could be. So we're trying to figure out precisely why this is happening, and then how can we overcome that to make vaccines that induce more protection in older people.
The research could lead to vaccines targeted to specific age groups. Dr. Haynes says they are currently doing basic animal studies.
Once we identify what is happening in the animal models, we can look at particular what we call biomarkers, the molecules that are identified with poor responses, and then we're going to go into the human systems and look to see if the same thing is happening there. Can we pick up the same biomarkers in the human cells? What we really hope to be able to identify is biomarkers that are associated with a good immune response to a vaccine. In that case, once we identify those biomarkers, they could be applicable to any vaccine.
This is one of the National Institute on Aging's largest program grants to be funded this year. Chief of the Aging Physiology Branch, Dr. Rebecca Foldner, says they want to develop new therapies and strategies to overcome the elderly's increased susceptibility to infections and diseases. Foldner calls the Trudeau research groundbreaking.
The scientists headed by Dr. Laura Haynes at the Trudeau Institute have actually been working in this area for some time now, and they have been very much at the forefront of identifying what a lot of these defects in the immune system are in the elderly. In this grant, specifically, they're trying to further define what the defects are in particular cells of the immune system. And also, they're going to begin to test some strategies to try to overcome the defects. So that's why we were particularly interested in it, because not only are they understand what the defects in the cells are and define them further, but they're now doing some projects where they're starting to test some strategies to overcome the defects that will lead to improved vaccines.
The research at the Trudeau Institute will be done with mice. As the research continues, human trials will be developed at the University of Connecticut Health Science Center and the University of Massachusetts Medical School. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.